never score.
There's one rule.
And we're back with this episode of the Champions Playbook. So we had Coach Lim on our last podcast. Amazing, amazing interview, amazing words of wisdom from her, just centered around the college recruiting process.
Yep.
And, well, first of all, she says she includes the Champions Playbook in a lot of her recruiting stuff.
That's so great.
Now we need to, like, in your next book, you need to link, like,
link her
forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Link her, but also, like, link the podcast in, too.
Like, oh, so nice, yeah.
Now that we're a little bit more established from the last time.
We need to figure out how to highlight that episode. And I guess I can just be candid because it's a podcast and this is my podcast and I can say what I want. Like, I hate recruiting services because they really just, they don't care about you as a person. They're trying to sell a product and we're going to get you into a school somewhere, which they do. Like, it's not that they don't do that, but like, if you listen to that last podcast or if you're listening to this one, you haven't listened to the last one with her, please go back and listen to it. Like, that's somebody you want in your corner. She cares about you as a person and a player and your family and your, not just your short-term goals, but your long-term goals, not just your golf, but like your mental performance and your personal growth. Like, well, I mean, that's worth its weight in gold. It's worth every penny.
No, it's worth everything. And listening to her talk, one of my biggest things when I was coming out of college is like, I think during my junior and senior years playing in high school, I did not think that I was good just because I wasn't getting looked at by many colleges. And when I was graduating high school back in 2016, there wasn't a lot of like great advice around the recruiting world. It was kind of just like, go play at showcases. I played baseball, by the way.
I was just going to ask that. Can you tell people what you played?
I played baseball, and it was basically like, go to showcases, go play on these kind of like I don't want to call them all-star teams. They're showcase teams where you make a showcase team, and then college coaches would be at these places, and they would recruit you just based off your playing, right? Listening to Coach Lim and how she was when she coached at Mississippi State and now when she launched her recruiting business, like, there's so much more to the recruiting process than just how you play. And what she was talking about a lot about how find a program that fits what you want, email the coaches, get in contact with them as soon as possible, as early as possible. I was like, man, if I had just done that my sophomore, junior, and even some into my senior year if I didn't have an offer, like, I feel like I would have gone and
it's
played.
It's never too early and it's never too late.
Right, that's what she said. It's never too early and it's never too late. I feel like I would have gone and played at a higher level and wouldn't have just been a barely walk on at Tennessee when I played for less than a season there. It was just like listening to her speak. I really felt like I could go play somewhere. And in fact, Scott and I were joking. It's like, if I could go and get my master's degree and I still got all my eligibility left. Or awesome. 3 years of my eligibility left. Like, that'd be so cool if I could go do that for golf. But, like, she made me feel like I could get recruited today. And, like,
Many times, like, I point to you, like, I got goosebumps. Yeah. I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps. Like,
yeah.
Not, I mean, like, she's inspiring for me as a teacher and a coach. Like, Scott, raise the bar. Keep your compassion, but raise the bar. And, like, here's the cool part. If I'm doing my best part as a player or as a teacher and a coach, I shouldn't be helping them with the recruiting process. I should say, hey, go see Coach Lim. Like, literally, don't ask me another question. Call her because she will help you. Just like I'm helping you with your game and your mental side, like, she will help you with all of the other.
Go to a place that you want, yeah.
And she will help you with that whole process. Like, I have a little bit of advice, and, like, my advice is good, but she will actually help you do that and show you how to have a great college experience.
Well, that interview on the last episode, like, we kind of got off the phone call and we were like, wait, let's do like a college recruiting part two episode just to like share our thoughts on it, because she had a lot of great points and we really wanted to make sure that she was like the highlight of that episode. So now we're kind of following up with our thoughts on that episode. So again, If you missed last episode with Coach Lim, go back and listen to it and then resume this one. But, man, I mean, I was thinking about some of the juniors that play here at the Bridge and even some of the some of the talent that's not even in high school yet. And it's like,
or some, I have some players in college that aren't at a great place.
Yeah.
Like they can reach out and transfer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And I just, but listening to her, I was just like, man, Franklin Bridge could be a powerhouse with Coach Lim on our side, man. I feel like there's such a distance between actually being good at your sport, whether that's golf, baseball, hockey, soccer, whatever, football, whatever you play. There's a difference between actually being good and then going to a school to play that sport. Like,
and get better. Like, right. You could go to a school that's really good and that you would think would make you better, but because you aren't the right fit, like she mentions in there about how it can ruin players, like, you might be better off going to a school that's not as, quote, good.
Right.
But the culture is exactly what you need.
Yeah.
And exactly where you would fit. And not only would you thrive and grow, but the whole program would thrive and grow.
Right. And, I mean, we've had firsthand experience seeing that, too, from one of our junior players that we mm-hmm. know, too. I mean, like, I just think that there needs to be a better way for the talent to get seen. And with this era of social media, like, all these recruiting services now are like, hey, just send us your highlights and we'll do the rest, you know. And we've been talking about how that's such a scam. But, you know.
And even if it's not a scam, they just don't know you and you're not going to
exactly.
get the best. You're not
yeah.
going to – for what you're going to pay to see them and for what you're going to pay to see her, oh, my gosh. It's night and day.
I agree.
Like, are you going to pay for the, you know – $5 steak that costs you $20 at a crummy steakhouse, or are you going to pay for the $60 steak that's you're going to get $100 of value out of?
Like, yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know what her prices are. Just, you need to go see her. Just pure and simple.
It was
she's so warm. I just enjoyed listening to her. She's inspiring.
I agree. But, I mean, linking it back, like, even if you are somebody who is not looking at going to college – or going back to college, I guess, for some of our older listeners, she had a lot of great points on just building a culture, period. And for those of you listening, you might not know this, but Mississippi State, what'd she say, was like ranked 133 or something like that? 130 something. And now you guys know how good Mississippi State is. Like, they have been nationally ranked number one in their women's program. Coach Lim took them all the way from 130 to number one, and it's just like, some of the points that she has on building a culture and building, something that actually has value, I mean, just a great, great podcast. And, I feel like we don't even have much to say on this podcast just because she covered it all. But
I know.
I know that that's just such a hot-button topic is getting recruited. And I feel like there's a lot of talent that gets swept under the rug because they don't have somebody on their side during the recruiting process. Mm. And that's something that's just invaluable.
You just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And you need to have somebody like that in your corner. That to me is one of the – nothing against the other people we've had on the podcast as, you know, listeners or as to help speak and share their thoughts. But, like, that's one of the most empowering just podcasts, just to listen to her talk and
yeah.
ask her questions, let her share what she's learned. And, like, I love teachers and coaches and people like this who, like, I screwed it up and I made changes and I'm getting better. And, like, I've done the same thing. And it's like, and getting better requires you to change, and it requires discomfort. And some people aren't going to like you. Some people are. And, but like, who is it that you want to be? What do you want to develop? And, man, what an inspiring coach. And gosh, Franklin Bridge, it starts now. If you're one of my junior golfers, I'm sending you straight to see her.
There's also, like, what I was going to say here.
We're
to kind
no
of
longer
going to,
yeah,
that,
go keep
is
going.
Like, there's such a There's such a difference between a coach and somebody who is literally specializing in recruitment. I feel like a lot of people think that just because your coach can fix your swing means that they can get you into the school of your dreams. And that's just like, That's just not the case. Their job is to is to make your swing better. Like if they, I don't think they would be half as good as fixing your swing if they were just as much focused on getting you recruited to go play somewhere. That's just the fact that a former college coach and a current PGA professional for what you say 25 years, mm-hmm. like she has seen the ins and outs of revitalizing a program, bringing them from 130 something to world to nationally ranked number one. I'm stuttering over my words here. Sorry.
We're just so excited.
I am very excited. And then going in and starting a recruiting service that's going to help you go and play not necessarily at Mississippi State or Ole Miss or Vanderbilt, but the school that fits you. And if that's Ole Miss, Mississippi State, or Vanderbilt, or Mississippi State, any of them, then like that's awesome. But she brought up this great point where if you're trying to be a chemical engineer, maybe a D1 school isn't for you, right? She talked a lot about the kids leading the way on what they want to do, what degree they want to get. And she said, at the end of the day, golf is going to end at one point or another. So you need to have a degree on your wall that you're proud of. And if that means that you go to a different school other than the one that, you know, might be exceptional at golf, then that's just what it's going to take. But she also said another key point where you're going to have to make sacrifices if you want to be
how good do you want to be?
She said, how good do you want to be? And if it's an elite player and tee it up in the SEC, to take her words, you're going to have to really want it. And she said, you will be happy with where you are if you go and push yourself as hard as you want, as hard as you can. You'll be happy with where you're going to go if you just do that.
Well, here's the other thing that how golf is different than every other sport. You're measured by the score on the scorecard. A 67 at Division One or Division Two doesn't matter. A 67 is a 67. 500 par is 500 par. Like, that's the cool thing about college golf. Yes, are the fields a little bit deeper maybe at Division One? Yeah, absolutely. But, like, great scores on a golf course that's collegiate length and collegiate difficulty, which, shoot, we played some hard golf courses in Division Three. Like, we didn't play any, like, easy pancake. Door Knock was a golf course we played. It's all, like, twisted and weird. You got holes that curve to the left
with
fairways
that break
to the right. It fits into a mountainside, but, like, it's in Columbus, near Columbus, Ohio.
I remember you telling me about a course that was it on the mountainside, and you literally had to...
Oh, no, this is different. That was a high school tournament I played in. But, yeah, you have... Great golf is great golf anywhere. Like, hitting a baseball, you know, being a great batter in Division III can be a good bit different than being a great batter in Division I against there. But golf, it's you against that golf course. Like, that's your opponent no matter where you play. And I think that's one of the things that makes recruiting for golf so unique. And it's like, going to the best program, whatever that means, may not be the best thing for you. And we see that happen. You see players go to big schools and they just fizzle out. Like, what happened? Well, it didn't fit.
She also talked about the, like, look at your coaching staff too. She said, if you want a coach that's just going to be like your, and we're talking about the women's game here, like just going to be your mom, right? And like, you know,
a second mom to you,
or if you want somebody who's going to really push on you, not that those two are different.
Or one's better than the
one's
other.
One's better than the other, right.
They are different. Exactly.
Very different, but not that one's better than the other, but you just have to kind of decide, people like to be coached differently, right? And mm-hmm. so if you're choosing between Arkansas and Mississippi State, just don't go for the nationally ranked number one team, you know, mm-hmm. go for the one that's really going to fit your personality, because who knows what damage you could do at a school when you're the right fit for the program, and you might be somebody who might just take that program to a national championship. That's just you really got to look for something that is best fit for you. And I think that's what that was kind of the big overarching point during the last podcast.
Yes. No, I mean, gosh, bringing back to the culture here, if you're one of my junior golfers, the first person I'm going to put in your hands and you're looking at possibly playing college golf, you're going to Coach Lim. Like, hands down, I'm never sending you to another recruiting service. I'm never in many ways going to tell you, like, well, what do I need to do? I'm not going to answer that question. You're going to go to her. Like, I'm going to do what I'm best at doing, and I'm going to let her do what she's fantastic at doing, and she has a passion for. I don't have a passion for taking you through the recruiting process. I don't have time either.
I wonder if that started from bringing Mississippi State from 130 to number one. Like, I wonder if that's what, because obviously you don't do that overnight, and you don't do that with, you don't recruit the same golfers at national rank 130 as you do at number one, right? So I wonder if she really got a passion for it, and we should have asked her this on the podcast, if she got a passion for it while revitalizing that program in such a steep fashion, if you kind of understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. And, you know, she's very well known. Like, she just got out of college coaching. She's not, like, been out for 20 years and doesn't know everybody. Like, she knows most everybody at this point, and she is highly respected. And if she's reaching out on your behalf or helping you put that together, and those coaches know that, they know that you're getting the proper help and you're somebody that's worth talking to. And so, we need to look at her cost of her services, but she's absolutely incredible. So, Jack tries to fix his mic here. So welcome to Technical Difficulties 101.
Just checking out this microphone. We're missing one of our mics today, so I'm using the old backup, and man, she ain't as good as she once was.
Well, I mean, Jack, let me say this. We've never done a follow-up podcast. Not like this.
That's true.
That just tells you how impacted we both were by that whole experience.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be the longest podcast we've ever done either. But, I mean, like, I feel like doing a follow-up to this one is going to be so impactful for our junior players and even for the players who are not in the recruiting phase of their life. Like, she made a lot of good points as far as building a culture, being as good as you want to be, and there's some great overarching points that will really speak to just the casual golfer out there to really ask them, you know, how good do you want to be, and the kind of the sacrifices that you have to make in order to be good at anything and not just golf. So whenever you speak to somebody of that caliber, you know, I feel like she's kind of the equivalent of, you know, Mike Krzyzewski in college basketball, you know, Vince Lombardi. Like, I mean, just somebody who has been, was she the head coach at Mississippi State?
Mm-hmm.
The head coach at Mississippi State when they were number
the best
one,
in the country.
The best in the country. I mean, somebody that
dude, I have had like perpetual goosebumps for the last like hour.
But that is just not somebody that you, that's not somebody that you just glaze over, or somebody that you just like have as a casual guest on a podcast. Like, that is like talking to women's college golf royalty right there. And the fact that she's got so many great points, and it even feels the recruiting process feels easy now just talking to her.
I know, we're both like, can we,
like, do I have eligibility left?
Do I have eligibility? I have one more year left. I'd have to give up my professional status for a time, but
that's
I have
true.
One more year left.
I think I have three left.
I actually had a dream one time that I went back to Ohio Wesleyan. I had one more year of eligibility left, and I went back and played. After all these years of coaching, like, my game's so much better than it was. I'm like, I'm going back. I'm going to show everybody what I really can do. So, like, this does make you want to go back some. And you're just out of college, too. Like, I'm out. I mean, I've been out for, you know, 12 years almost. So,
yeah.
Just very inspiring. And I'm seriously going to go home and talk to my wife about, like, I need to find a time to go visit her.
Yeah.
Like, we'll go out there. Like, we need to make a trip and go visit her. Like,
we
it would
see
be
if
so
we can
fun.
Play on the university course. <at Mississippi State.
laughs> Yes. Yes. Well, I can get that one lined up, and then we can go over there to Texas and play wherever she's at, too.
True.
We can play a couple places.
Man, that'd be great. So, I mean, I guess we should just wrap it up from there. I mean,
and let me say this. Yeah. If you're still listening to this podcast and you didn't listen to the last one, like, And even if you did listen to the last one, if you're not a college coach and you don't have a kid in college and all your kids are grown, go back and listen to it. Like, it's just so inspiring to listen to her and to hear her heart for other people,
the
which comes with both,
in her voice.
Oh,
too.
My gosh. She knows what it is that she wants and who she is and how she wants to help people. And I just, it's so cool to hear that. And she's not going to do it for you, but she'll show you what to do. Like, she's going to make you stand up and own up and, you know, be professional, but she's also going to be right there with you at the same time.
I mean, one of the best coaches in the country, if not the best coach in the country. I mean, when you listen to somebody like that and the conviction in her voice and her tone and the way that she talks, like, you just know that she knows what she's talking about. And those are the coaches that you, you'll put your full trust in and follow their lead, because it truly is something that's awesome to see. So I think we're gonna wrap it up here from the Champions Playbook podcast, college recruiting part two. As always, if you are listening to this podcast, make sure to go and follow us on Instagram at @shesseygolf and @_jbeard. If you are a junior or somebody who would like to go play golf at the next level in college, feel free to DM Scott at @shesseygolf, and he will set you up with Coach Lim and see what we can do for you, because at the end of the day, you got to go play golf, or you want to go play golf, and what's best for you is best for you. So we want to make sure that we can make that happen and make sure that some of that unsung talent isn't swept under the rug.
And it will be the for parents, it's an investment in not only your kids' golf, but in them being at the right place for them to grow and develop and
yes.
become who it is that they want to be.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful opportunity to spend time with somebody like that who's, I mean, she's been at the top. She could just stay at the top, and she's chosen to come down from that top and go, I want to help other players
yep.
have a better experience. So
love that.
You can't miss out on that. So
well, Coach
it'll
Lim,
be worth spending the money.
Thank you, Coach Lim, for being on our podcast last. If you're listening to this one, we'll see you next week, y'all. We didn't do an Ask Sherlock this week just because we had some rain when we're recording this, so we stayed off the patio this week. But we will be back on the patio next week for $5 food and drink specials. So make sure to come on out on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. So you can get some free golf advice and ask a question on the live Q&A. It's like getting a golf lesson for free, and you can ask out whatever you want.
Well, especially with me setting more boundaries in my life and learning how to take care of my family first and me second and everybody else after me third, this is a great chance. Like, I'm giving you free access to me, like unfiltered access to help you. And I want to keep that. It's a passion of mine. Like, I really want to help you, but I have to learn how to take care of my family and those who've encouraged me in that and helped grow me as professionals, as a young professional myself. Thanks for the push and thanks for the encouragement. So take care of your family, take care of your loved ones, and take care of yourself before you take care of other people. Because you can't give until...
Nice outro.
You know.
Love that.
Until you've taken care of yourself, you can't give. You got nothing to give. So take care of yourself first.
It's been Scott and Jack from inside the office here at Franklin Bridge.
A new office.
A new office here. We'll see you guys on the next one. Peace. Thanks, y'all, for listening to this episode of the Champions Playbook. As always, you can find us anywhere that you guys are. So make sure to check out Scott on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of the above. His Instagram is @shesseygolf. That's 2 S's and 2 E's. So make sure to go and check out everything that he's got going on over on his Instagram page, as well as make sure you follow Franklin Bridge. Franklin Bridge puts out some great things as well, and we want to make sure that we support them because they support us. So as always, feel free to come by the back porch of the Persimmon Pub at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays to come and listen to us talk golf. So book a late afternoon round of golf, and then afterwards, come on inside, get some food, some drinks. We got some specials going on. We had some $5 flatbread pizzas. We had some amazing chicken tacos, as well as drink specials going on all night long. So make sure to support the Persimmon Pub as well when you come out. We would love to see you guys. We do one episode and then a live Q&A and then another episode. So from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays, we hope to see you soon, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.